Today's GeoQuiz takes us along with Michelle Obama as she tours two sub-Saharan countries, South Africa and Botswana. The First Lady arrived in Johannesburg, South Africa last night. This week, she's going to go to the capital of Botswana, and that is the city that we're looking for in our quiz today. The capital's just 10 miles or so from the South African border, and it's home to a game reserve with impala, ostriches, wildebeest, and zebras. Sounds just perfect for a photo snapping first family on safari. Think quick. The answer's coming up in a flash. We'll get the answer to our GeoQuiz and the latest on the trip from radio reporter Nastasia Tay. She's at the Apartheid Museum in Johannesburg, where Michelle Obama and her daughters were today.
It's been a really exciting day for all of us here in Johannesburg. The First Lady has been between Pretoria and Johannesburg. She even actually had a chance to meet with Madiba, former President Nelson Mandela. She was visiting the archives at his foundation down the road from his house, looking at things that he wrote while he was imprisoned in Robben Island. And after that, she actually had an opportunity to go and spend 20 minutes with him. She said that that was absolutely the highlight of her day. That's what U.S. Embassy officials have been saying. She then went on to a community service site, a child care center, where she met some of the children and some of the staff there. She then headed on down to the Apartheid Museum, where I am, just outside Soweto, and she's had a look at some of the exhibits here. And the highlight, I think, for the Apartheid Museum was for her to meet 75 young African women leaders. And that's been really important for the First Lady because she's been spending a lot of time talking about issues of youth empowerment.
And you talked to some of the same young African women leaders who the First Lady spoke to as well.
Yes, she actually spent about 10 minutes with the girls. She gave them lots of different pieces of life advice. She told them that they should look after themselves, exercise a lot, make sure that they put themselves first. She also was actually questioned about how she manages to make Barack Obama feel like he's in charge. And she said that it's really just about being a strong woman, and the president seems to like that. And this is what some of the girls had to say.
Talking to her, meeting her in person, she's cool, easygoing, collected.
She was funny. She gave us life advice. She's someone that I would look up to.
She was really down to earth and tried to re-engage us in a real way, which I really respect.
Obviously, a lot of them are feeling very, very inspired after having met with the First Lady, and they're looking forward to seeing much more of her on her trip. They'll be seeing her tomorrow as she addresses a crowd at the Regina Mundi Church in Soweto, and then after that, she'll go on to spend more time with these girls.
I know it's very hard to get anywhere near the First Lady, but I wonder if there is a buzz that's being generated by her visit and what that's all about. Is it more than the symbolism of America's first black family in the White House meeting, for instance, South Africa's first black president? I mean, what else is going on?
Well, one of the young women that I spoke to today actually said that she really hopes the First Lady didn't choose South Africa just because she's African-American. She says that she didn't want that to be what the trip is about. A lot of South Africans here are excited that she's come. They feel that America is making Africa a priority, and they're seeing South Africa as somewhere that they really want to put on the map. Now, one of the things that the First Lady has really prioritized is youth. And we're actually in the middle of Youth Month in South Africa. And on the 16th of June, there was a youth uprising during apartheid, which was a real symbol of the anti-apartheid movement. She's here speaking to lots and lots of young people all across the country, and she'll continue to do that up in Gaborone in Botswana. And so a lot of people here feel like she's really trying to groom leaders for the future.
You mentioned there Gaborone, Gaborone, Botswana, which is the capital of Botswana. And as you say, one of the places Michelle Obama is going to be heading, and the answer to our GeoQuiz, in fact, as well. She's going to drop in there at a combination clinic and center for teenagers that teaches about leadership and HIV/AIDS. The final stop on her trip is going to be a fun one. What's that?
She's actually going to be going on family safari. She's actually traveling through Southern Africa with her mother and her two daughters, Malia and Sasha. So the family is going to take an opportunity to have a little bit of time with the animals at a private game lodge before flying out on Sunday.
Since Michelle Obama's trip is getting plenty of coverage, I wonder what's being written about her and said about her.
Well, South Africans are talking a lot about how composed she is. They're saying that she's very down-to-earth and very approachable. A lot of the girls here who she spoke to actually said very much the same. She was laughing and joking with them. Tonight at the Apartheid Museum, she arrived wearing a denim outfit, jeans and a denim waistcoat, over the top of a Kenyan print shirt, which apparently Sasha picked out for her. And she told the gathered crowd that. I think a lot of people are saying that she's a really real first lady. She's not someone who's into luxury. She's not someone who's into brands. She's someone who's about spending time with people and really making a difference in that way.
Thank you very much. Covering Michelle Obama's trip to South Africa is Nastasia Tay, who's part of the Eyewitness News team at Talk Radio 702 in Johannesburg, South Africa. Thanks a lot.
No worries. Thanks, Lisa.
And we've got a few winners in our GeoQuiz texting game today. Erica from Deer Valley, Utah, Albert from Beaufort, South Carolina, and Micah from Denver all came up with the answer, which is Gaborone, Botswana, where the First Lady and First Daughters are heading. You can play along, too. Just text GeoQuiz, that's one word, GeoQuiz, to 69866.